Hello, Shemai, croeso and welcome to Pod Sgorio. It's Ifan Gwilym here and I'm with Dylan Ebenezer. Hello, Dylan.
Hello. Well, that's fine. Croeso and welcome.
Yeah.
Not there.
Bilingual, eh? Dim problem. And we are speaking English because we are joined today by Mark Jones, manager of Cymru Ec. And you've got a big game coming up. We'll go through the squad that's being announced this week for the game against England C on the 19th of March at Stebyn Heath. Llanelli, how are you, Jonah?
Fine. It's just pressurised time, as it always is. As a manager, I suppose, it goes from Saturday morning. Under-9s, under-8s, you're always upsetting somebody, and I've been doing it all my life. That's the toughest part about being a football manager. It's the old tale about the father with six sons, isn't it? And one of them never spoke to him again after they got to the five-a-side cup final. But that's the football manager's job, isn't it?
But I'm looking forward to dissecting the team the squad that you've put together. There's a couple of points, talking points from the Cymru Premier that's come up this week. We'll get to those after talking about the squad. And we'll start with the 20 names on the list. I'll name them. You correct me if I've got any of them wrong.
Okay.
In goalkeepers, Callan Absalom, Connor Roberts. In defence, we've got Rhys Abwdysseisi, Danny Davis, Myle Davis, Lee Jenkins, Emlyn Lewis, Kane Owen, Ryan Sears. Midfield, Sean Bradley, Noah Edwards, Clayton Green, Danny Gossett, Tom Price, Josh Williams. And then up front, Ben Armon, Ethan Cann, Gwion David, Jordan Davis and Sam Jones.
Correct.
Good.
Correct, well done.
First job done.
Done.
Got all 20 names correct. Looking at the squad, I think it's quite clear you're quite loyal to players who've done well for you in the past, would you say?
Yeah, most probably, especially in the defensive part of the squad, because to be fair to the lads, in the last 2 years, we've let in one goal. And in fact, that was a bit of an unfortunate slip, if I'm being honest, at the time. So, yeah, you...
Does it still bother you, conceding that goal?
No.
You don't think about it every day?
No. When was it last match? I slept in about September. No, Epsy. No, that's just the way it goes, isn't it? So, you know, you do get loyal. I know Gareth Southgate often gets stick, don't he, about sticking to his group. But it's the same as anything else. If you've got a set of players who haven't let you down in the time you've been there, you're not always like that because form... Usually, 99% of the time, you have to pick form players. But these boys are in form. I think they've held their form for us, especially over the last couple of seasons. So, yeah, I could be given a label of being a bit loyal, but I think I've always been that way as a manager.
It's not the worst label to have.
No.
Either, I guess.
Well, hoping they're going to play for you then. That's where you get your best out of them. So, yeah, I'm quite happy with the squad.
Someone from... this team every year since we've been playing in these fixtures in 2018 has moved on to the English Football League every single time. So Conor Rawlinson 2018, then you've got Adam Roscrowe, Will Evans, Nathan Wood. I know Jordan Davis is already lined up to go to Scotland for Greenock Morton, but you know, there's all this opportunity, as has been shown before, for this to be the platform for somebody to move on.
Yeah, I think it was an idea in the beginning. Gwyn, I think, resurrected it. And it's came and it's done a great favour for youngsters trying to make a career in the game. And you're at the party, you're at the football party of the year, this Wales against England at this level. And if you perform well, you've got every chance of going. I think it was 60 scouts, I think, were at the last game at Aldrinham last year. So, you know, you perform on the night and you've got every chance of, improving your career, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm commentating. I'm looking forward to it. We've got Will Evans will be joining us.
Oh,
so what a story.
What a story.
That game at the Oval, he was just outstanding. Oh. I'm sure you'd pick him again if you could, obviously. Who wouldn't?
Watch he don't put you on the sideline, Ebsy, and take over as the number one commentator. You know what Will's like. What a year he's having, by the way. Everywhere you go, you talk, people are saying, who's this Will Evans? Who's this Will Evans? So proud of one of our players. One of our players from the Cymru Premier scored against Manchester United, you know, in the FA Cup. That is what our league needs, totally needs, you know, stories like that. Where great stories, you know, have we had a bigger story than somebody like Will Evans scoring against Manchester United?
You know, I'm sure we have, to be honest.
Well, the next one maybe, you know, hopefully fingers crossed all across the way. I know we get a bit of stick for saying it, but let's see somebody from our league go and get an international cap.
It's been a while, hasn't it? Owen Teddy Jones, is he the last one to go and play for Wales after being in the Cymru Premier? Mark Delaney obviously had quite a few caps after moving from Carmarthen to...
Probably is, isn't
it? Yeah, I think it was Owen. Yeah, he went on to get a few caps as well, didn't he? Brilliant.
Mark Stone's dinging. Someone's just heard the squads. This is the bit where you get all the stick.
That's going on standby for a week, MG. That's going on standby for a week.
See, with that, how hard is it? Because you watch all the games. Everybody knows you. I'm sure you'd love a squad of 30, 35.
Honestly, it's difficult. It really is difficult, especially, you know, you like to try and get on with people and try and be joyful with people. But I'll know the next couple of weeks, go to a couple of these grounds. I usually get in my Scurrio card. It'll be about 12 quid next time at some of these grounds.
I was going to say, obviously, like we're saying, so there'll be some disappointed people. We don't want to pick any of them out, really, because there's probably, you know, a lot of people like seeing Will Evans step up. They want to have this opportunity, but... For me, I think one of the first names on the list is Sean Bradley. I want to pick him out particularly. He's been with you before, and last week had probably one of the goals of the season.
Sorry to interrupt. Scotty put out a question online going, the squad's being announced this week. Who's in? A lot of names. Most of them are there, but Sean Bradley's name came up so often, to be fair.
What a goal that was. You know, I'm glad I won't do Comedy FC. You just... killed me again. I'd have called him Bergkamp. You know, it's a Bergkamp type of goal, isn't it? You know, they've knocked it 40 yards into him. He pulls it out of the air, smashes it in the back of the net. Great. Sean has done tremendous, tremendous. And I love his attitude. Don't forget, he came with us last year, sat at the game, didn't get on. And I, you know, chatted to Sean about it when I told him, like, he was in the squad and said, you've been on fire, Sean, this year. Like, you know, what's inspired you? He said, not getting on last year. Great attitude.
Well, yeah.
Great attitude. So he hated me for 9 months as well.
Another name kind of pops out is obviously you had Kane McLagan from the Cymru South last year.
Yeah.
You got another name from the Cymru South and games at Llanelli, Stevenheath, and Ethan Cann. Young Ethan Cann will be there. Great opportunity for him as well.
Yeah, it's a massive opportunity for young Ethan. I mean, seen him on stage. We've seen him on the Scotty Live game in the cup against Penabont, and he really performed. He's young, you know. He comes in the under 21 category that we have. You know, we bring a couple along, and the same as Gwion David and Josh Williams. But he has ability. I think he's going to have a great future in this league at least. But if he can come and produce, if he does get on, or if he starts, you know, when it comes along, but. If he produces anything like he produced against Penabont on the night, I mean, who's going to take a look at somebody like that then? If anybody produces two goals on the night like Will Evans did or like he did against Penabont, you know, you've got to have a chance of getting on in the game.
It's interesting as well because it looks familiar, but then you notice how the years are passing because some familiar names aren't there, like Kane. You mentioned Kane McLagan.
I think Kane would have made it, you know, again... He's got a bad injury.
He's
got a bad injury. Like I said, they've been loyal, and that's most probably why we've brought a couple in later on. And I hope they take their chances and have the type of career, at least what Kane's had. He's been brilliant for me, Kane. He's been brilliant for Ballytown. It's just unfortunate at the moment.
Yeah, it's that being loyal and also having a balance. I speak a lot, I commentate on the women's Wales team. Gemma Granger, she's just left now. It's interesting because the squad is always the same and there were hardly any substitutions. And Glennon Harris always said, it must be so hard if you're just on the fringe of that squad.
Yeah.
You're just thinking, you're never going to get a sniff. So you've got to give the other people a chance as well, I guess.
Definitely, definitely. You're exactly right because you know, there might be somebody out there who somebody's picking every year and I'm leaving out and they're most probably saying, oh, why? I'll get it again. You know, why aren't they in? It's just, you know, who wants to win, right? It's Wales against England, right? I'm the manager. If you win, you know, you well done. If you get beat, you take all the stick. So I'm going to pick my best team, what I think can do the job. It's as simple as that. Every football manager every Saturday, unless they got a different way of doing it, You know, what are you a manager for? You're the manager to try and win a game of football. So you're not going to pick favourites or friends, or when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, yeah, you'll have a bit of loyalty, like I said, but ultimately, the best 11 that I can produce on a night, hopefully you can get a result against a red-hot favourite.
Oh, interesting. They're the red-hot favourite. Alice, mind games are coming in now.
what do you expect them then? Is it that much of a uphill struggle? Not struggle, don't want to say struggle, but is it that much of a challenge then, you think, that they are red-hot favourites?
Well, you seriously don't think that a team, you know, comprised from, is it 18 or 20 teams in the National League, full-time pros. So I'd say only two of my boys are professional, playing for a brilliant club at the moment, TNS. But, you know, they are full-time players, most probably on treble, you know, better money than our lads and everything like that. But it's what the belief in our squad, the belief in our squad and our team is to try and produce what we've done a couple of times in the past and compete with them. It's a tough act to compete with them. You know, I think if you talk to the football purists and, you know, a couple of the Merseyside clubs and a couple of the London clubs, they would expect to beat us because our league gets plenty of stick, doesn't it?
Mm.
So, yeah, I think we are overwhelming underdogs.
Looking at the squad that they've had in recent years, and I know they didn't play, but Zoba Thomas went on to play for Wales. He had an England C call-up. Paul Mullin got called up. Yep. He withdrew. And he also got Kiefer Moore, Sam Ricketts, Steve Morrison, Danny Collins, all Welsh internationals. Jamal Lowe, who's now at Swansea. Omar Bogle. There's a lot of players who used England C are the same. But that's just a platform to go up.
That just sums up my argument. But maybe Will Evans might outdo them all. Let's hope so.
There we go. There we go.
I've got to say, personally, one name that springs up for me is Danny Gossett. Got to mention Danny Gossett, mainly because I got mixed up a few seasons ago. I thought he was in the squad and he wasn't.
I was stood behind you, Ebsy.
I was interviewing him at Carnarvon. He'd had a stormer. He'd scored a goal. So I said, oh, congratulations. Great game. Great result. Happy with the goal. And then went on to say, and you've also, what a day, you've been selected for Wales C. And his face just went like, he looked really confused, which happens a lot when I interview people. And then I thought he hadn't heard me, so I went, and you're in Wales, and he wasn't in the squad.
Yeah, that's the fastest I ever drove home from Carnarvon, Ebsy.
Wthnos da i ti, gol heno. Cymru ec hefyd, wthnos da, Danny.
Gol heno. Falch o sgorio eto.
Cymru ec hefyd, wedi cael dy gynnwys yn y garfan, hapus da hynny.
Dwi'n gael... O, do?
O, Danny, mae'n drwg cael ond y fi.
Dwi'n mwyn i'n meddwl i fi bod yn y sgwad yr o...
Yng ngham gymeriad i, mae'n drwg da fi, Danny. Beheriadau, mae'n... Llywn gymrychiadau hamedo. Danny, diolch yn fawr iawn.
I felt so bad. More for him, not for... I make mistakes every day, that's what I do, but... I just felt so bad, and he's been through so much.
Yes, I know.
But look at him now. He's firing. I wish it, in a way, you know, I wish when he was ill, it'd be nice to show him as he is now, scoring the other week. He's just fighting fit.
I'm sure that might come out. He deserves it. You know, what's he been through? What's him and his family been through? You know, he was severely ill, wasn't he? Let's be honest. Severely ill. And he's come through it. You know, he's walking on with an S on his chest. Fantastic for what he's been through and what he's doing. Just hope it goes well for him.
I hope he's earned it. Yeah, he deserves it for my interview.
Oh, you're banned from interviewing him. You're banned from Danny Gossett interviewing Dempsey.
Oh, man. That was a low point for me, interviewing people, I've got to be honest. Sorry,
it was
Danny.
For Danny as well.
I know. It's one of the times I apologised to him. I was phoning him going, I'm so sorry. He was brilliant. He was laughing, but still.
Have a captain?
I always announce a captain on the morning of the game. It's just, I don't know why, you know, it's something special, I think. Something special. I can remember telling Conall Rawlinson that he was captain. He'd never been captain of TNS. Emlyn Lewis had never been captain of Cardiff Met, and that's a strange one.
That does sound wrong.
Yeah, and then,
that takes me by surprise.
It's a special thing.
Most times with Cardiff Met.
It's a special thing. I mean, you're in a squad anyway, but when somebody pulls you aside then and say, wear this for me, it's a bit special, isn't it?
It is.
Especially, you know, playing for your country is incredible. Being captain just takes it to another level, don't it?
Do you see some players... grow a bit when they know the captain as well, taking on that responsibility?
Definitely. You know, like I said, it's an honour, isn't it? And you want, if you want to win 100% when you're a player, you want to win 120% when you're captain. definitely did, to, you know, when they get as old as I am, then they can be in a pub saying like Captain Wales once.
Yeah, well, yeah. Now then, what a story.
You know, and that's what it's all about, just getting them, getting a drive into them, getting a drive into them, getting them proud. I mean, they're proud to wear the shirt anyway, aren't they? It's a great, I think it's a great honour. You know, it's a great honour.
Yeah, you hear a lot of people saying, oh, you need 11 captains and all this, but it's still such an important role. I've been watching, there's a series on S4C at the minute with Scott Quinnell, Streeter Scrum. So they take normal people, people who used to play rugby. It's a rugby show. Sorry about that, football show.
Yeah.
They take people who have had tough times in life. It's like School of Hard Knocks, where they give them a second chance, give them a chance to play rugby again, bring them together.
Yeah.
And they've got a game, Wales against England, which is similar to this. Yeah. Rugby T1. So T1 is like normal rugby, but it's without the contact because they're worried about contact. You still got scrums, you still got lines. So the end of the series is they play England, Old Deer Park in London. And there's a moment when he tells a player, there's women in the team as well, so that she's the captain. And it's just, it's a beautiful moment.
Fantastic.
And it makes you realise what it means to people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a special thing to have the armband when you're playing for your country. Fantastic. And I think captains are important, by the way. I always do good leaders. You know, they're very important, I think.
Something about Stephen Heath as well. It's going to be nice at Stephen Heath.
Stephen Heath, great. We've enjoyed Stephen Heath. Yeah, we won the Welsh Cup down there for Carmarthen.
Of course.
And we lost the Welsh Cup down there for Carmarthen. The TNS 1-0.
You're just keeping the balance there.
Yeah.
Is that the one when they played the wrong anthem?
Oh, brilliant.
The Irish anthem.
Absolutely brilliant. That was the start. We were all pumped up for the anthem. And they start singing the Irish anthem and the TNS keeper tips over laughing. Oh, I think someone had a bit of a telling off for that, you know.
You'd think so. Oh, we'll have the right anthem this time.
I hope so.
Good luck for that game on Tuesday. I know we'll be rooting for you, as will all followers of the Cymru Premier. And I'm guessing you're just trying to go through this weekend now with no injuries.
Yeah, I think I've got to London for the weekend. The injuries might be on me, otherwise with the people who leave out. Thank you very much. It's like I said, it is a pleasure. And hey, like I said, thanks for the support. It is always massive support, special support of Scotty Oath to the lads. You know, they love it and they're right behind them. So let's go and try and get a result against them.
There's two things I wanted to pick up on this weekend in the Cymru Premier. One is we have officially, even though it's been coming for a long time, we've got champions. TNS have been crowned for third time in a row, 60th time overall. Dylan, you were at the game. What did you make of it? A great spectacle?
There was a massive sense of inevitability about it. Met were the last team to beat them in the league, so you're clinging on to that. I feel bad when I say cling on to that because, you know, it's not New Saints' fault that they keep on winning. But then when you put it into context, you go, and the last team to beat them, that was February last year. And the last time Met had been there, they'd conceded 8. Yeah. I know there were players missing and there were red cards, but they'd also scored 8 the week before at Caernarfon. So you're thinking, there's no way this is going to end any other way. And I think it didn't blow them away, but they're so good at the minute. They've got a series. It's going to be fascinating to see them over the next few weeks and months, see if they can win everything, because they're looking good.
I like the pre-match with Ryan Jenkins. I think the first question was asked about whether he takes any confidence in the fact that they're the last team to beat, and he went straight in, yeah, we have lost quite a few against them as well. So, it is interesting, because I think it was quite interesting in the post-matches with Marriott and Brad Young. They were all talking about the four, and obviously that comes in.
They also said, and interesting, they said, we want to win everything, or we want to go unbeaten.
Yeah.
So that's their target, obviously.
Well, then in a situation then, and at the moment, they've got every chance to do it. They're whipping that ball on well. Look, even when they played, Swansea were at their under 21 side and all that, but it was a good Swansea under 21 side. You know, they won well in that game as well, didn't they? They really are. And I know the boy Young have had a lot of attention, but I've watched him 2 or 3 times. Wow. He is, right, I think he's right up there. He shifts the ball so quick, and he is quick. You know, he's really, really quick. I think he'll go to a higher level, no doubt at all. But, hey, Craig Harrison, everybody says it's easy. Okay. Everybody says, oh, we could manage TNS. But until you do it, you know, I think it might be his seventh title, I think. You know, what if you were doing that anywhere else, you'd be getting awards. You'd be getting awards. And everybody just says, oh, TNS again. Not for me. I think you've got to give him a bit of credit. They've done it, and they've done it in style. Well done.
I noticed on Saturday he looks a bit like Daniel Farke as well.
Yeah, I wish Leeds were playing as well as him.
he was. I think it's the way he was sitting, yeah, and his coat was up. He'd been ill in the week, fair play to him. Just noticed suddenly, looked like Daniel Farke.
Yeah.
And somebody's made a joke, well, I was going to make the joke, there's more Welshmen in the Leeds team. But there wasn't, actually. So to be fair to the New Saints, so they had just as many in their team on Saturday.
They've been tremendous. You know, they are dusting teams, which is not great for us as a league. Mm. But when you're playing against them, you know how difficult it is. All I hope is they do it in the Scottish Cup final as well.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. Two draws this season so far. That's quite, you know.
Fantastic to do. Fantastic. They really are a good team, and they're shifting that ball around really quickly. And
as a manager, what's changed with them, if anything? I know Brad Young's come in. A lot of people comment on the way the defence has evolved.
Yeah, I think he's gone with two central centre-backs. Two centre-backs can play on the halfway line. Danny Davis is as quick as lightning. The other lad who plays alongside him,
Pask,
is as quick as lightning. So they're going up, they're almost pressing up, you know, the likes of Tottenham Hotspur and Arsenal and the likes. They're coming up as high as the halfway line. And you've got, you know, so they're overloading then, isn't they, against other teams, and they're really fizzing around. They do look a great outfit. And well done to Craig for changing it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was noticeable after the game. The one big thing is, it's just because they're so far ahead, there's no sense of... They are celebrating, yeah, obviously. Yeah. They're delighted to win the league, but there's no jeopardy in there, is there?
No.
Even if they hadn't won it on Saturday, they'd be winning it this weekend.
But all the like Mike Harris and Craig and everybody at TNS can say, come and join us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, what can you do if you keep winning a league? You know, Barcelona and Real Madrid have done it for years. Celtic and Glasgow Rangers have done it for years. Everybody, just because it's a Cymru Premier, it's rubbish, somebody's winning it all the time. You know, they've set a massive standard. It's up for the rest of us. I know it's almost impossible, really, at present, but who knows? Somebody might come along in 2 years' time. Another Mike Harris might come along. A little Barry Town or a Llanelli or a Carmarthen or somewhere like that, and say, right, here we go. Let's go and challenge them. At least you're challenging a good outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're setting the standard.
And it struck me as well, when you're looking at the records, it's not like they're 20th in a row. You know, Connors Key interrupted it. They'd done eight in a row before then. And then you're thinking, oh, who's going to stop this?
So how good did Andy Morrison do?
Somebody came along and stopped it.
They did. So they did, and done doable. A brilliant job. Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. But I really hope they do that. You know, I'm not saying I hope they win the Welsh Cup because they won the league, but if they can win the four, what an achievement that would be.
Unbeaten in the league, in the domestic league, and winning the four, that would be like...
Brilliant.
Might as well pack up and go home, I think. You're not going to top that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, it brings me to the question, maybe prematurely, because I was going to bring it up after talking about Pontypridd points deduction, but obviously we're in the middle of a strategic review on the league, and if we are going to get over the fact that there's this big gap between TNS and the teams below, and you know we are currently waiting on sugar daddies to come in with money and
every league is, by the way.
Yeah,
you know, you got teams in the National League, you got teams going bust, by the way. You know, you got teams going bust in the Football League. So every football club, you know, it's like the advert on the television. I don't know what the advert's for. You might remember. But they, you know, we don't want our sugar daddy. We're a proper football club. All of a sudden, the sugar daddy comes on, and they're singing loads of money. And hey, you know, everybody wants one.
Yeah, yeah. They don't grow on trees.
No.
But the strategic review, as a Cymru C manager, what's the priority for that review? Because obviously, I know it's been said that they're looking at all these different aspects of the way the league is structured and the way the league is financed and everything. But for you, I mean, what's the priority to fix?
I just think, I'll be honest, you know, I hope we don't get in trouble. But I think myself and a lot of people I'm talking to, they'd like to see the format of 16 teams again. Because it's so familiar at the moment. You know, like you said, Emlyn Lewis and Brad Young, Saturday, you know, they know what plants they're planting out the garden. You know, they're playing against each other five or six times a year, and the same teams are coming up all the time, you know. Barry, okay, Barry against Ponty. You know, they used to have the local derby. We'd have two games a year, and it'd be fantastic, and you'd be really edging up. Port Talbot, I was lucky enough to be Port Talbot manager against Avon Lido. Ebbs used to come to the games.
Amazing.
You know, 1,000 people there. Yeah. 1,000 people having a ball, you know, a Boxing Day ball. And it's just lost a little bit of that because of the familiarity of maybe playing each other 5 or 6 times a season. So, you know, the players don't really want that. I'm just giving you my opinion. I'd like to see it go back to 16.
I get, and what it kind of terrifies me, because when you speak to people, some people think you should go down to 10 and have 10 full-time teams. But again, how is that going to help the crowds? And I think what's missing is the crowds. And we go back to jeopardy with the new Saints. Again, they win the league. There's a bit of like, everyone's happy, but there's not much excitement there because they know they're going to do it. I can't see how going down to 10, even if you do go full-time, makes it exciting. Yeah, it's still going to be so familiar.
But that's me and you speaking as fans, Ebsy.
Yeah.
We are fans, right? Yeah. Even though like I'm the manager of Cymru FC, I'm a fan of the league. So I want us to see.
The counter-argument is you'd have some weak, if you go to 16, you might have some weak
We're going to get that counter-argument. You know, we might have TNS winning 16-0 against somebody, which might make it even worse. So, but I'd just like to see it revamped in a way. You know, we had 10 years ago, and I'm not harping on, I hope, but we had Bangor Cities. Mm. You know, we had Rhyl. You know, we had Llanelli against Rhyl, Llanelli against Bangor. You know, big games with 800s, thousands at the games. I just think it needs that again.
What does keep popping up? We have to wait. It's like this investment. You know, there's 6 million coming in. You don't know where it's going and how is it going to be used. That what comes up with the review is the talk of 16, and it's going to be 8 in the north, 8 in the south for the first part of the season. Yeah. And when the split comes, everybody joins in. There's loads of issues with that.
Yeah.
As in, you know, how do you get the balance right? Mm. You could end up with, after the split, there are more teams in the north, more teams. Who goes down? Who can? But as an idea, to get these local derbies, I think it could work.
Perhaps that's why Ebsy has taken so long to strategically get it right.
Yeah.
They haven't come up with nothing. Yeah, and it's been a couple of years, haven't they? They've been, you know, trying to sort it out. So good luck to them. I hope they get it right. And I just think it's one thing most probably, you know, you mentioned it earlier on, right? If we could have, I've said it on Scotty so many times, if we had 1,000 spectators at every game, this league would get so much more credibility off other leagues. 1,000 people, and you just can get them from anywhere. And it's just people worked hard, worked their socks off, the likes of Bala, the likes of, you know, Ponty, you know, they're in there. And I wish we had 1,000 fans just to plant in every ground and say, go and play in front of that.
That's how you use the 6 million, surely.
There you are.
Buy some fans.
There you are. Good idea, Evs.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Fixed. Problem solved. Talking about Ponty, I think it would be remiss of us not to mention the news that came in on Friday, I think it was, 1st of March, points deduction for Pontypridd. We've talked about the 141 points that they were given earlier this year. There's another 3 piled onto the pile. So this means that they had 6 points, 135 suspended. They've now got 9 points now. So an extra 3 points deducted. That is for playing an additional player ineligibly last season, and it was James Sadler. But there's also the bit that really threw me in the statement was there's a correction in the number of points that they're suspended. So actually, it shouldn't have been 141. It should have been 81. So and that is because of double counting. So the David Phillips, the KC, put 3 points per game per player. Well, actually, it should have been just 3 points per game. So if James Sadler, Jordan Knott, and Elliot Richards all played in the game, that would just be 3 points, not 9 points.
Right.
So that's why you've come down from 141 to 81. But that just came from nowhere, basically. And apparently that's from a hearing that happened in December. I don't understand how it's taken this long to rectify it.
No, rules are rules. I'll start there. So, but when you have the situation where the guy interpreting the rules gets it wrong or misinterprets them, and you know KC, it shows maybe how complicated things are. But it doesn't look great.
Yeah, to be fair, that's what Rhys Griffiths said, didn't he? You know, the clubs are trying to get it right, but not everybody got KCs, like you said, on their boards to work out their paperwork and everything. It's not an easy job, is it? You know, you're just hoping it gets right. I hope it all gets sorted out because it's not great. It hasn't been a great advert for our league, is it, popping up all the time? And if, you know, well, Ponty, if they stay up after the type of hammering they've had, what a job they would have done if they stay in the league.
Yeah, they'd probably be fighting for 7th, wouldn't they? Comfortably. Yeah. I haven't looked at all of it. I am going to look at every single league I can, because the Comet system is a system that gets used in Wales. Player registration, so the teams use it to register players, so make sure the squads are all registered. On match day, it's very important who's starting, who's in the squads. Everything's there. Who's the referee? Yeah. It's everything. And this computer system is being blamed by a lot of people. So I noticed, talking in work, there's 38 leagues use this system. Mm. Every single federation, UEFA, FIFA, Common Ball, Oceania, they all use it. Yeah. So this system gets used everywhere.
Yeah.
And I haven't checked every league that uses it. I've checked the British leagues. Yeah. And from what I can see, and I've gone down to the Isthmian, is that how you pronounce it? Isthmian League. The Cymru Prem seems to be the only league where clubs are being punished or making registration errors when registering players. A lot of teams are being punished for financial issues. But I can't, so far, the leagues I've seen in Britain anyway, we seem to be unique. That's in that sense.
It is interesting because no way is it because we're not very good at at club administration. So it can't be the club's fault in all cases.
That's what it's so different
that's between what us and implies. Different things.
I did look at the Belarus league. They use Comet. This is a belter. So I
you
started.
Down a rabbit
I've gone
over.
To, as you can see, I've gone to B. I've gone A to B in the leagues that use Comet, and the ones in A, Argentina, they use it. It's around the world. It's everywhere. There's a big company.
Yeah.
And I saw Belarus Premier League. Suddenly, there were massive issues. These clubs are being docked 20, 30 points. Oh, what's going on here? Match fixing. Serious case. So maybe we should be grateful that it's just administrative errors.
Keep the lid on it.
Well, I guess it was because people are you go online. No, online's a dangerous. Yeah. It's a minefield of people are going. Oh, it's this Comet, this computer system, blah blah blah. But it's been used everywhere, and it doesn't seem to be happening anyway.
I'd really like to see it sorted. You know, we'd really like to see it sorted because, like you said, our league doesn't get the credit it should. That definitely doesn't get the credit it should. You know, we put out a good package there, I think. There's good players coming from our league, which has been improved over the last few seasons. So let's just try and put them troubles behind us and kick on.
I am going to go through every league. By the way, when I've got time. Yeah, I've got time. Once you start, you notice how many leagues there are around Europe and around the world. But yeah, we'll get there.
Your missus must be happy with you, actually. No. What are we doing tonight, Dylan? Yeah. Just another country.
Yeah, I've got to
I've reached M.
Macedonia, here we go.
Thanks very much, Dylan. Thanks very much,
thank you,
Jonah. Good to have you on board. Of course, good luck for that Wales Sea game on week Tuesday. No, 2 weeks Tuesday.
2 weeks Tuesday.
Before that, we've got plenty of action to come. And we start on Friday with Bala against Carnarvon, live on Friday on Scorio. At home, please join us for that game if you're not at ending any other games yourself. We'll see you next week as we build up for the upcoming playoffs for Wales against Finland. Diolch yn fawr.
Diolch yn fawr.
Diolch.